We all call it McDuck.
McDuck. Anybody ever call it loam? You ever heard that word?
Loam.
You ever call it that? Okay. You mentioned a creek. What other kinds of running water do you have beside a creek around here?
There's a bank. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got one even bigger than a creek? Maybe what's a creek usually run into?
He run into a creek, and then there's a bank. You know, it's just a little small, small thing. And then you take beaver. You know, beavers, you know, they dams up places. And they make a big thing. They make a pond. See, he take that creek and make a pond out of it.
Oh.
And when he dam it up, now he don't break every day. Mm-hmm. He stay one thing.
Huh.
Now when he take a notion to tear it up, he can tear it up, but you have a time tearing it up.
Yeah, you can't break it.
No, sir.
Let me ask you, what are the names of some of the things, creeks and branches and so forth around here? Can you name some of them?
Yeah, we call it Foot Creek, mm-hmm. Pine Barn, mm-hmm. Black Creek, and Wolf Creek. Now that's down as far as home. And then there's Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek.
Now that's a big creek. That's the biggest creek. Cedar Creek is the biggest creek it is. And when it gets full of water, there's some water somewhere.
What would it run into? An even bigger body of water than a creek.
Yeah, I don't know what way. I reckon it runs into the river way back down here somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever ever heard anybody call a creek a stream?
Yeah, yeah.
What about a run?
Yeah, that's a running stream, we call it. Mm-hmm. That's a small side, but when you go to a creek, that's a big side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned hills. You have any other name for a hill beside hill?
Yeah. We had a, well, you take over there, we call a place called Bragg Hill. Mm-hmm. You know, Ridgeville. Mm-hmm. Now that's a lot of ridge. That's a lot of ridge and a lot of big places, you know, high banks and everything.
So we were talking about swamp land a little minute ago. Say you had some swamp land and you wanted to cultivate it, or you know, to use it to farm. What would you have to do to it?
You had to clean it up.
Yeah. How'd you get the water off?
Well, you had to cut your ditch. Mm-hmm. You call it a canal. Cut a canal. Mm-hmm. And that'll drain it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. Well, you know, sometimes you have a big heavy rain and it washes out part of the road. What do you call that? Rain washes part of the land away.
Yeah, well, you call that let me see now. When they wash it, come a big rain, he says it washes the dirt, the moss away.
You call that a gully?
Gully. Yeah, it washes a gully.
What about a ravine? You ever heard that term, ravine?
No.
But you just call it always that a gully.
Gully.
What do you call the thing here you have to open a door with?
That, latch.
Yeah, or the thing you turn, you call it a...
latch and a thimble.
Mm. Yeah. People call it a knob?
Knob. Thimble.
Have you ever heard a hill called a knob?
No.
Ever heard it? What if you go, you might go up East Tennessee and you see something even bigger than, something a lot bigger than hills, what'd you call that? If it's even bigger than a hill, it'd be a...
we call it a valley.
Yeah, or say it was real high, it's higher than
mountain.
A hill. Yeah, mountain, something like that.
Yeah.
If you had, say, a road running between two hills or two mountains, you ever heard people say that's in a notch down there?
Yeah.
Call it a notch?
Yeah.